Hello, my sweet, sweet queen. Happy Friday to you from Piedmont, Italy. This episode is one of the Pleasures in Piedmont daily episodes. So if you haven't caught up on me sharing behind the scenes of what's going on here in Italy, know that you have daily episodes to look forward to. So definitely check them out. And Pleasures in Piedmont is sponsored by the Divine Direction Events. If you are looking for such a deep knowing in your spirit of having such spiritual strength where you absolutely manifest your desires and live in a way that is so filled with contribution, so filled with abundance, and so filled with joy, then come join me at one of the Divine Direction events. You have an opportunity to show up in Italy at the end of October, in Chicago in November, or in Miami in December. The early bird ticket pricing is expiring October 15th. So make sure that if you are coming to one of these incredible, life-changing, high-vibe, luxurious, not-to-be-missed events, that you get your ticket today, but definitely get it before October 15th.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more, and here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Okay, so today I am all about showing up for your truth. You know, it's one of the beautiful things about travel and getting out from our regular routine and our regular status quo is it really, really opens up my thinking, as I'm sure it does yours. And not that the whole pandemic hasn't given us an opportunity, enough of an opportunity, to see how else could life be done. But more specifically, since I've landed in Italy, I've been looking at how much more available am I to see things not as they are, but as they could be? Because there's so much that if we have let our eyes, our vision, get lazy to this one-dimensional world here, it's depressing. It's stressful. It's filled with anxiety. When you look at a lack bank account, when you look at a failed diagnosis, when you look at strife and polarity and judgment and hate and discrimination that's going on in the world, when you look at maybe the speed at which your business isn't scaling at, or a relationship that just feels so hard or stuck or unfulfilling or uninspiring, whatever it is that we are looking at, with just our mortal eye, it can take us out. And we women are so resilient. Like, we get up day after day and we keep hoping and praying that it's going to get better. Something's going to change and shift and we're going to dust ourselves off and try again. And yet that way of being, though it's very rewarded in our world, positive attitude, keep going, perseverance, I think somewhere inside a queen knows it's just stupid. It's just futile. It's just unnecessary. Because the queen within knows true wisdom. And true wisdom does not come from this one-dimensional world. Actually, there's up to an eighth dimension scientists have discovered. It's like true wisdom comes from being connected with the infinite. Really understanding energy, really getting your relationship with God, Spirit, Divine Source, and getting so much of what Jesus said, greater things than I have done, you shall do also. But that's not going to happen if we're walking around like little girls, princesses, beggars, fear-based, waiting for permission, waiting for what we think is just the right sign to show up, or just the, you know, applause where it's all going to be safe. You know, I see so many brilliant, talented, smart women hiding. I mean, I see myself at my own level too, you know, hiding in certain ways. So this is not any kind of finger pointing as much as it is a invitation for us all to become the women that we really are. Confident, soulful, quirky, smart, funny, vivacious, fierce, strong, equipped, capable, prosperous. You know, it's a, I love seeing those of you who follow me on Instagram, and especially I love getting your DMs. And so sometimes when I've got a little extra time, I'll go and click on certain people's profiles. Oh, that person looks interesting. That person looks interesting. And you know how many of you that are following me, like private account closed, like no one's getting it. Like you're following me and I can't even see who you are and the brilliance that you're up to and what you're meant for, because it's blocked if I'm not following you. And I'm not saying what anyone should or shouldn't do as much as let's become unafraid. Let's get so strong in shining our light. Let's be so focused on truth. And truth starts out in the unseen world. And it is up to us to develop the consciousness to impress into this world to make it manifest in our reality. This is what Einstein meant when he said, you cannot solve your problems from the same level you're at when you created them. You're not going to get out of debt from the consciousness that you're in right now. You're not going to have a thriving relationship if you're entangled in a relationship that is less than fulfilling. You're not going to manifest that next level, call in that next opportunity from the current consciousness. So our daily practice must be to rise into the level of consciousness of the desired vibration, of the actual desire itself. And when you are visualizing that and seeing that and feeling that and believing that, regardless of how impossible, unlikely, never gonna happen, not gonna make the deadline it looks like, then you will see the miracles take place. But if you keep looking at that bank account, and like that's what we're told to do, right? We think we're being responsible. I remember when I was so broke and in debt, like I'd wake up every day and they would tell me, like, wealthy people look at their accounts every day. That's when you're managing money, people. You don't look at that negative $276 in the bank account every day and think that that is going to raise your vibration. Trust, mama's been there. It doesn't work that way. But for you to take whatever the desire is, no matter how big it seems, no matter how outlandish, no matter how impossible, visualize it, see it, feel how you will feel when it is already done. Already done, already done. You are worthy, Queen. You are already deserving. You don't need to get that permission from anyone else. However, you do need to take responsibility for your own life and claim what it is you are doing, who it is you are being, what it is you are going for, and let that light shine. Will that require risk? Yes. Will that require people thinking that you're crazy? For sure. What, you think they didn't think Noah was crazy? It had never rained and he's building an ark for all this rain that's going to come? You didn't think Esther looked crazy to go and risk her life to go before the king when you risked death if you weren't summoned first? And the stories go on and on and on and on. All the people that we look up to and are admiring, all of the legends, they risked. And yet I see so often in my own life, like I didn't want to risk like upsetting Glenn over certain things. And I see so many other women not wanting to, you know, risk upsetting their partner or risk, you know, spending money on themselves in a certain way. Glenn, poor Glenn. I'm really throwing Glenn under the bus these days, but you all know we have a great relationship and we have like a, you know, relationship that has stuff also. And there was something that I wanted to spend, you know, somewhat of a significant amount of money on. All is relative, right, when it comes to money. And so I said, I'm going to go buy this. And he was like, you've bought something like that before. You never used it, or you used it so little, this, that, and the other. He's like, I don't see why you need to do that. And so I could just feel my, he wasn't necessarily even wrong, but I was just like, I could feel myself go, like my energy, my passion, my excitement. And in that moment, I made him more right. I made his practical, logical, linear thing more right. And then I was like, you know what? I don't even care if what you're saying is correct. If I have the instinct and the impulse that this is something that I want to buy, and whether or not I use it and fulfill, like, I get to do that. Like, when you want to buy a motorcycle, like, you take 2 motorcycle trips a year. You don't have to buy a motorcycle for that. You can rent one. But I'm there like, sure, babe, if that's what you want to do, like, let's do it. Like, your Porsche GT3 or Targa or whatever he's driving these days, like, we go out, what, maybe once a week when we live in Miami? Like, we, like, never drive this car. And most of the time we drive our other SUV anyways. Like, we don't even drive his sports car. I was like, but you wanted it. It's like, money is there for pleasure. And sometimes it doesn't have to be used to the max. Like, I know, like, I was brought up that way. My parents, my well-meaning parents, when they would take us on vacation, I don't know how they did it. Because I look back at the schedule and it was exhausting. And I just thought the vacations were supposed to be that way. Like, they would get up bright and early and drive us to Disneyland. And we would be there right when the gates opened. And we would stay till the gates closed at night. Like, just to, like, max out every penny worth. You know what? If you want to go to Disneyland and spend an hour or two there, and you got your joy out of it, that counts. You don't have to spend 12 hours a day at Disneyland, and I don't need to use this thing or wear this thing all the time for it to be just fine for me to purchase. Money is a renewable resource, but I'll tell you what is not. Giving your power away gets really exhausting, and it gets habit forming. So this is our responsibility, to show up and create the lives that we want, to create lives that we are thrilled with, to get great at making money, spending money, investing money, using money, and living by your own money values. So this is my message today, for you to get great at manifesting your desires, whatever they are. And if they happen to include money, then great. But just stop letting anything, including perceived limitation or doubt or fear that something's going to happen, or perceived lack of money. Perceived lack of money doesn't mean there's a lack of money. It just means that you can't see it yet. But if you become unavailable, and that's all the process is, and that's definitely what I'm going to be teaching more. Like, I have transformed my life, not by really, 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 really wanting something, because really, really wanting something, it didn't work for me. It didn't get me my soulmate. It didn't get me out of debt. It didn't get me to have the business that I have today, or the life and the lifestyle that I have today, or the body that I have today. Really, really, really wanting something doesn't work. Really, really, really not wanting something doesn't work. It's becoming unavailable for anything other than the desire. And you're going to need to really trust your feminine instincts more than the masculine ones, because this is not going to seem logical, predictable, practical, convenient. It's going to be taking risks. It's going to look like you walking on water. It's going to push you into the quantum realm, which is where you desire to be, because this life as good as we have it, this like habit of continuous lack or constraint or dead end in any particular way must end. And it gets to end today, because you get to make the decision how you're going to show up in life. And as you continue to reach for that desire, no matter what the external circumstances look like, and only place your eye on complete and total manifestation, on complete and total manifestation, on complete and total manifestation of that desire, then the desire must, it is spiritual law. When you become the vibrational match of that desire, it will be made manifest. So your job today, queen, is not to give up on you, not to lower your standards, not say, well, if it was just meant to be, then it would have happened. No, No. It is ask and it will be given. Seek and you shall find. Not sit on your couch and just expect for it to land in your lap. And if it doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be. All right? You got that? All right, my love. I am going to go get myself all dolled up. Glenn and I are going to an amazing restaurant tonight that I have been wanting to go to. So I will get back on Instagram with my pictures. I did take a moment. The Wi-Fi was driving me nuts yesterday. I went and got my hair done, and it wasn't working there. And then I came back. I was literally recording a podcast, and the Wi-Fi went out in the house. So I just kind of gave myself a moment. So I will get back on Insta stories. I'll get back on Facebook feed. You get back to divineliving.com/direction or check out the link in the show notes, because that is where you are going to get your ticket to the event that is going to be so transformative for you, so uplifting, get you out of any stuck state, get you close to me, close to these other women who have already purchased their ticket, and let's get you in the room and get the divine direction that you've been seeking as well. Lots of love. Oh my goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.